New UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world, demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an AN culture and a legal system that's designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. Become a member. Visit TexasLawShield.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life. Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals. Wow, why are you so nice to me? Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in friends. Shall not be in friends. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, as we roll into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. For some reason, I mean, even though I talk about it with other people that I think are like-minded, for some reason this whole pre-crime thing that some of these states are considering doesn't seem to alarm people as much as it does me. Now, I talked about AB 1014 coming out of California. The Das Williams, Nancy Skinner, both Democrats and members of the California Assembly, they introduced the legislation last year. After the Isla Vista shooting rampage, favor for the bill increased. Now, California at the time of the Isla Vista shooting had ratified code or section 5150, which gave the police all that they needed to take action to take Elliot Rogers down. They didn't take the time to see if he had guns. There was a lot of fumbling done on the part of the police department there. But in order to keep, I mean, I don't even know how I would characterize this. AB 1014. Even if no crime has been committed, the bill states that it would permit a court to issue an ex parte gun violence restraining order along with a firearm seizure warrant based solely on the reckless use, display, or brandishing of firearms or on the recent acquisition of firearms or other deadly weapons. How do you decide what is reckless use? If you take it to the range, of course it's going to be on display and you're going to be brandishing it. Because you're going to be shooting at a target. And, you know, what if you just go out and just go buy your first gun? According to the bill, the petition for this restraining order can be filed by an immediate family member, licensed therapist, or licensed health care provider, and any individual who knowingly files a false petition with the intent to harass would be guilty of a misdemeanor. But which way do you think California is going to go? Skinner said, when someone is in crisis, the people closest to them are often the first to spot the warning signs, but almost nothing can now be done to get back their guns or prevent them from buying no more. Parents like the mother who tried to intervene deserve an effective tool they can act on to help prevent these tragedies. Except he didn't only use guns. Would Isla Vista have been better if he'd only bludgeoned and stabbed three people to death and then ran people over with a car? Would that have been better? Brandon Coombs is the president of the California Association of Federal Firearms Licensees. He said, good intentions do not make a law constitutional. This bill is plainly unconstitutional. This is the removal of due process. Because somebody can think, somebody in your family, I mean, think about your families, okay? Do you get along with everybody in your family? Really? In my family, I have liberals. In my family, I have conservatives. I've got the gamut. Healthcare professionals. Okay, let's talk about them. The military. Military veterans are increasingly being seen by healthcare professionals, and they've already got the Petri dish for removal of firearms from them just based on a disability check. They want to give families and law enforcement new legal tools for temporarily restricting the ability of individuals who pose a significant risk of personal injury to themselves or others to possess firearms. But, this does not address violence. Now, Elliot Rogers had violence on the mind. Charles H. Cunningham is the Director of State and Local Affairs for the NRA. He wrote a letter on behalf of the association. He called the bill one of the most egregious violations of civil liberties ever introduced in the California legislature. One of the major issues with the bill is anyone has the right to file for a restraining order and obtain a restraining order against someone they think shouldn't own a firearm. Now, in California, isn't that almost the entirety of the General Assembly? They don't think the citizens of California should be able to own guns. Cunningham pointed out that a disgruntled neighbor, a former employee, an ex-girlfriend, or any other scorned or a vindictive individual would be given the right to the deprivation of a law-abiding citizen's Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, as well as his or her Fourth Amendment right to be free from improper searches and seizures. Correct. Correct. There is no due process. Now, yes, you do get your day in court in 14 days. But let me give you an idea, if I may. Let's play devil's advocate. Let's say that I'm a disgruntled boyfriend. And all along, my girlfriend has had a gun, and she's dumped me. And I've got violence on my mind, but I don't want to face her gun. So couldn't I go to the proper authorities and file a complaint and sign the affidavit under oath? Because I'm never going to get charged with perjury. And then get her law taken. And then can't I go beat her to death with a ball bat if that's what I want to do? This bill affords lawful gun owners in California no opportunity to be heard before their firearms are confiscated. The idea that police officers will be legally obligated to treat citizens who in many cases aren't even accused of a crime as dangerous armed individuals is a new disturbing innovation in the law, according to Mr. Cunningham, and I believe that. I agree with that. They're taking a segment of people, gun owners, they're segregating them out, and if somebody wants to file a complaint against them, now they have the new legal tool to take their guns away from them, on top of the other stuff they've already got in place. California has a gun confiscation squad, which they funded by taking money out of their own background check system. Probably the same one that Elliot Rogers passed. And I believe that I'm in South Carolina. In South Carolina, we're not considering anything like that. But to be sure, we have gun grabbers in our General Assembly. These guys are never going to stop. There's never going to be a day where you can sit back, if you are a gun owner, a law-abiding gun owner, where you can sit back and feel secure in the fact that the Constitution is enforced and nobody's trying to subvert it. Never going to be that day. And this is the kind of pressure they're putting on us. California has 9 million gun owners. 9 million gun owners. That's a lot of guns. That's a lot of gun owners. And they've got a General Assembly that apparently seems to be very imaginative. They come at you from a bunch of different directions. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms, provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Detroit, Police Chief James Craig stepped up and said, arm yourselves, because we'll get to you, but we're not going to get to you in time. And crime is going down in Detroit. In a latest incident, police say an 88-year-old was beaten and robbed inside his East Side home last week, probably thought he was defending himself against attackers when he opened fire Monday on a television news crew. On Thursday, a woman appeared on his front porch asking for help, and when he opened his door, two men rushed in, assaulted him, tied him up with a phone cord before robbing him of several items. Then they, Channel 2 knocked on his door, and they conducted a short interview through the door because at this point he would not open the door. Then Channel 7 came onto his porch and he fired a single shot. No one was hurt and the bullet lodged into a tree. Police took him into custody, the victim. And I don't think it's a bad call. Just to make sure he was traumatized. And trauma is more than physical. But he did get peed up pretty good. When the second reporter went onto his porch, he thought she was the woman who had tricked him. And he probably thought he was defending himself. It will be up to prosecutors to decide whether to bring charges. But this was the latest in a string of homeowners opening fire to defend themselves, although after a flurry of such shootings earlier this year. Before Monday, there hadn't been a reported incident since May the 4th. Chief Craig says this is an indication that criminals are thinking twice about breaking into people's homes. Detroit has experienced 37% fewer robberies in 2014 than during the same period last year, 22% fewer break-ins of businesses and homes, and 30% fewer carjackings. Chief Craig attributes the drop to better police work and criminals being reluctant to prey on citizens who may be carrying guns. Police and people working in tandem. How about that? Craig said criminals are getting the message that good Detroiters are armed and will use that weapon. I don't want to take away from the good work our investigators are doing, but I think part of the drop in crime and robberies in particular is because criminals are thinking twice that citizens could be armed. I can't say what specific percentage is caused by this, but there's no question in my mind that it does have an effect. No kidding. Now, there have been lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of studies concerning gun law and crime. 2013 study by the American Journal of Public Health found that states with the loosest restriction on gun ownership had the highest death rates. But a 2007 Harvard University study found that banning guns would not have an effect on murder rates. Josh Horowitz of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence insists citizens with guns don't deter crime. Our position is more guns equals more crime. These are complicated issues, but the empirical evidence shows that the states with the lowest gun ownership and the tightest restrictions have the fewest instances of gun violence. Now, Al Woods is a self-described former criminal who's now an anti-violence advocate and author, and he agrees that criminals are thinking twice about attacking citizens. If I was out there now robbing people these days, knowing there are a lot more people with guns, I think I'd have to rethink my game plan. Craig said he doesn't believe gun ownership deters criminals from attacking other criminals. They automatically assume another criminal is carrying. I'm talking about criminals who are thinking of robbing a citizen. They're less likely to do so if they think they might be armed. Bill Welburn, 80, a former Tuskegee Airman and Korean War veteran, said he agreed with Craig. I have a pistol and a shotgun. Mr. Welburn wasn't home 15 years ago when burglars broke into his West Side house and stole his coin collection. Without a doubt, if my life is in danger, I would not hesitate to shoot. I like it. Look, here's the deal on this, okay? I don't think anybody in Detroit that goes out and buys a gun for self-defense wants to shoot anybody. But you have two dynamics in play when you carry a gun for self-defense. You don't want to be caught not needing one, and you don't want to be a victim. You don't want to be beaten like this 88-year-old who was beaten severely. How do you know when it's going to stop? How do you know when the assailant is going to have had enough? What if he wants to see if he can beat you to death? You have an obligation, a moral obligation to your family and to the people that think highly of you to be around. Like it or not, and all of these pacifistic, supposed pacifistic. Now, I don't, from, you know, I'm almost certain Josh Horowitz owns a gun. If I could plant a roving flying camera in his house or apartment just to see what's on his nightstand, I'm almost certain it's not simply a phone with 911 on speed dial. Because, see, it's not about being totally anti-gun. It's about who has them. And us regular bumpkin, rube, redneck, uneducated, backwater people, we shouldn't be allowed to have them. Only the educated should be allowed to have them. And the thing that they don't like about that is that we do. And every time all of us that have permits or don't have to have permits or whatever, every time we get up during the day and suit up, stick the gun in the belt and go out and don't commit a crime with it, don't do something irresponsible with it, we're driving another nail into their argument, into the coffin of their argument. Gun control at its core is simply a lie. It's simply a lie. And if we didn't have all that history, maybe that's why they want Common Core. Maybe we're going to do away with all world history later on down the road. Or maybe we'll rewrite it during the ascension of communism in China after Mao took away the guns and replaced them with flowers. Oh, the Chinese people did enjoy the prosperity. There'll be some kid who did some internet search raising his hand. Hey, what about all that genocide I heard that Mao committed? That didn't happen. You probably got that from a conspiracy theory website. I got it from National Geographic. Need I say more? Maybe that's why we're getting Common Core now. I mean, they're changing math. You can't change math. Math is not a subject that is about any sort of theory. It's about math. They're changing that too. That former Mark, well, he's Mark Kelly still. He's always been Mark Kelly, but he had something to say about my boss. And I'm going to talk about him when we get back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepublic.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
All right, welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. It's past July the, well, what's today, the 19th, 18th? July the 15th. Gun control proponent and wannabe straw purchaser Mark Kelly decided he was going to criticize Larry Pratt for holding a position that the Second Amendment is in place to keep the government in check. Now, if you look at Federalist Paper 46, you would see that James Madison believed Americans possessed guns in order to keep the government in check. Now, the New York Daily News quoted the Rolling Stone interview where they quoted Pratt at some event. And he did say this, Second Amendment is not for hunting, rather it is for restraining tyrannical tendencies in government, especially those in the liberal tyrannical end of the spectrum. He said he was glad the armed citizenry was in the back of the politician's mind and expressed hope that such an awareness would make them behave. Kelly reacted to Pratt in a very confusing manner. He released a statement where he said, no matter where you stand on policies that reduce gun violence, Larry Pratt's view that our leaders should live in fear of the gun violence is an affront to all responsible gun owners, Gabby and me included. Now, Mr. Kelly, I want to point a few things out to you, okay? With very few exceptions, the political class in Washington, D.C. has a very serious problem being constitutional, which means they're out of control. It means they're out of control. And for some reason, they, like you, constantly are circling around looking for a reason to restrict my ability to own a gun, what kind of gun I can own, what kind of magazine I can put in it, how many rounds a magazine can hold, maybe what caliber it is. You're constantly looking for another toehold on the mountain of gun control. So I would very humbly submit to you, sir, that your supposition, you're taking things and you're taking a statement and you're turning it into something else. Because Larry Pratt did not say politicians should live in fear of gun violence. Larry Pratt is not a violence advocate. And this was not about a policy to reduce gun violence. Because all of the policies coming from your side to reduce gun violence involve taking guns from me, who have never been violent with them. People I know, never been violent with them. Lots of gun owners out there across the United States, never been violent with them. But you're constantly seeking to impose laws about it. It has nothing to do with the reduction of gun violence, that which he stated. What he stated was that the government is accountable to us one way or the other, sir. One way or the other, whether you like it or not, the government is accountable to us. I know that's not the... I know that's not quaint. Well, it's just so quaint to consider that, isn't it? The government should be accountable to the constituents. If it's an affront to you and Gabby, let me give you some advice. Stop trotting Gabby out to every gun range, letting her fire one round, and then snatching the gun from her because you know there's about to be an accident. Okay, Gabby is impaired now. And I wish it with all my heart that she had not become impaired the way she did, but she is. And your subterfuge that you and Gabby are Second Amendment aficionados and you own this and you own that, and you shoot this and you shoot that. She poses with the very, you trot her out there and you have her pose with the very guns you want to ban, with the very magazines that you want to ban. Your elitism is on full display, sir. I know that you're a former astronaut, and I know that you're a former military officer, and I say to you, so what? All of those things that you wrap yourself in mean nothing to me because you took the same oath I took when you were in the military. I don't know if astronauts take an oath or not, but when you were in the military, you took the same oath and you've turned your back on it. You're a user. You're an opportunistic user. You take Gabrielle Giffords and you trot her out in front of anybody that's willing to look, and then you ask for money, and then you fund politicians to take away my rights. And what makes you an opportunistic user is you would never have gotten this chance. And I really want to believe that you would rather not have had this chance to have to use your impaired wife. I'd like to believe that you'd like to have her intact. But, gosh, you're awfully prolific now. You're awfully prolific. Larry Pratt was quoting James Madison. Now, whether you like it or not, the Founding Fathers, in their own right, they were quite the Nostradamian geniuses because they foresaw you. They foresaw Schumer. They foresaw Obama. And this full-on press that you guys seem to be doing, all of the lies you seem to be pushing, all of this stuff, it's getting old. It's getting old. And vilifying Larry Pratt, okay? Vilifying Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt was not interviewed by Rolling Stone magazine because he turned it down. They're basically gone. They've gone out there and they have dug up everything they can on him, and then they've interpreted what he said. And because Larry has been targeted by other groups like your own. Now the views of those groups that have targeted him become de fact. De fact. He's a this, he's a that, he's a the other. Larry was quoting James Madison, Mr. Kelly. And if it's a personal affront to you, you know, I'm trying to think of the right terminology that is FCC compliant. Oh, yeah, tough. You turned your back on your oath. You have no honor. And you have less than that. It's almost like you're grooming yourself one day to run for something. Run for some office. So you've turned your back, you know, your ambitions are what's running you now. So you've turned your back on your oath. You're exploiting your wife. And you're factually flawed. I'm sorry that you and I served in the same American military. I really am. Somebody like you that would have been a military officer over me, if I knew what I know about you now, I wouldn't follow you to the chow hall. I wouldn't follow you to sick call if I had a kidney stone. You're not a trustworthy leader. You're making it up as you go. You're flying by the seat of your pants. It doesn't surprise me, now that I understand how opportunistic that you are, how you would do certain things that you do. You probably thought when you were in the military that a lot of things that you were told you had to do, which I think he was an aviator. So, you know, he wouldn't have been over me. But, you know, you were an officer in the military. And it disgusts me that I served in the same military that you served in. Because now you're wrapping yourself in it as somehow that makes you the definitive voice of authority because you're an ex-military and an ex-astronaut. Yay. If you were just a little bit more opportunistic, I don't know how you could possibly get more opportunistic. I'm thinking about it, I just don't know how that'd work. What would that look like? What more can you grab and latch onto and run is for everything it's got? Nobody's listening to you, Kelly. I mean, if somebody gives you, you know, somebody gives you a little press, enjoy that. Hope they spell your name right. After all, you know, I've heard that no, all publicity is good publicity. Enjoy it while you can. Karma has this bad habit, though. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Things, my mind, it just can't believe it's short, wasting away. Why is life so bittersweet?
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the search for firearms at the highest level.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountsPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right, welcome back as we get ready to roll into the third hour. Coming out of California, back to Cali we go. Since the early 1990s in California, firearm-related deaths have gone down. And according to the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence and the state's Department of Justice, Kamala Harris, they don't agree about the reasons why. Now, the LCPGV is an anti-gun activist group. So just like a squirrel burying nuts, it claims California's firearm-related deaths have decreased because of gun control. According to them, the state's comprehensive and cogent gun laws place California at the forefront of gun violence prevention, making it a model for the nation. They're certainly comprehensive, from a gun banner's perspective anyway. They're also a national model for gun banners. You can't have a semi-automatic rifle with a detachable... Okay, I'll mention that. Can't have a rifle with a magazine that comes off of it. Can't have a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. Can't sell a gun to your friend. 10-day waiting period on any gun purchase. Registered with the state when you buy it. Limited to one per 30-day period and require the purchaser to pass written and hands-on proficiency tests. New handgun models must have a loaded chamber indicator and micro-stamp capability, which means they're not getting any new guns. And that's just for starters. Now, according to the Department of Justice of California, state's crime decreases due to 10 factors not related to gun control and to a decrease in the illegal handgun use by persons aged 10 to 24. With respect to the latter, after a 300% increase in homicide among persons ages 10 to 17, you know, the children, and a 100% increase among persons aged 18 to 24, most involving handguns, such homicides decreased to typical levels. The decrease coincided with a reduction in the crack cocaine trade. Of course, nationally, since 1991, gun crime is down, too. All violent crime is down. The LCPGB has put together, with the Brady Group, a state gun control law grade sheet, giving the highest grades to states that have the most severe gun laws without regard to whether the laws have reduced crime, which further demonstrates that they don't really care whether or not gun law reduces crime. They give higher grades to states that imposed additional gun control laws in 2013, even though the FBI hadn't released 2013 crime statistics yet. Simply no way to claim that those new laws did anything to reduce crime in those states. The five states that got the anti-gun group's highest grade, A-, had significantly higher murder rates in 2012 as compared to states that got a grade F. The group's A-minus states and their murder rates were Maryland, 6.3 per 100,000, California, 5.0 per 100,000, New Jersey, 4.4 per 100,000, Connecticut, 4.1 per 100,000, New York, 3.5, for an average rate of 4.7 per 100,000. Vermont, constitutional carry state, 1.3, got an F. Utah, 1.8, got an F. Idaho, 1.8, got an F. Maine, 1.9, got an F. Wyoming, 2.4, got an F. Montana, 2.7, got an F, with an average rate of 2. So it's less than half of the high-grade states. These groups have never given a grade to the District of Columbia, the gun control laws of which historically have been the most severe in the nation, although they're getting special focus right now. And the murder rate, which has been for many years the highest of any major U.S. city. If they had given the city a grade, it would have gotten an A double plus good. I love the way they do this. I absolutely love the way they do this. Somebody called in just a minute ago and wanted me to talk about the Willow. So let me talk about the Willow MD as we get ready to go out, flip into the next hour. I got word, I've been training, and no matter what I train, no matter how much I lose weight, and no matter how strong I get, my joints, plural, are 53 years old, and they've got a little bit of mileage on them. Some of them hurt. I was concerned about that, because I didn't want to go do some of the stuff I want to do, grimacing the whole time. So then I hear about this Willow MD thing. It's a laser technology curved thingy, if you will. You take it and you strap it on your affected joint where it hurts. You push a button, you put a setting on it, and you sit there for 25 minutes. About 2 minutes in, you're going to notice this really pleasant vibration feeling happening in the joint. The curve itself doesn't move. It's not what's vibrating. All you see are the flashing lights of the lasers on the contact points. 25 minutes later, when you stand up, you're going to notice a difference. Now, when you get it, there's no limit to how many treatments you can do with this thing per day. Just has to be charged to do that. And I think it'll run when it's plugged in. So You could literally sit there and do it five times a day. And the difference is astounding. I never would have believed it if somebody, you know, if I didn't trust the guy who recommended it to me, I fully expected to call him up after I bought it and tell him, I'm coming for you. But now I owe him a bottle of scotch. Maybe some fine cigars. Because the thing works. Now, what has this done? What has this freed me up from? First of all, standing up doesn't bother me anymore. It used to be painful every time I stood up. Every time you see me getting off of this chair on a break or something, that was pain. I was rotting a hole. I was burning a hole in my stomach with Aleve and ibuprofen and Motrin and aspirin and all this other stuff. I don't have to take any of that now. I don't have to get, you know, what first you buy it and you use it. You don't have to go back. The therapy you carry with you. You don't have to go to some, it's not some 13-week program that you have to pay for, that you know. I know that as time goes on, I think right now with certain veterans groups that there's some sort of a discount with it. If you click on the banner at my website, it's going to take you there. Call them up and tell them I let you know. Maybe they'll do something for you on the shipping. I don't know. It's a very small price to pay for pain mitigation drug-free. In this era of, I worry about everything that I ingest, and I don't have to worry about pain. And I don't have to ingest. I like it. I like it a lot. Let's see. It's called The Curve, by the way. And you can call somebody in here who's been involved in it. 1-800-856-1940. Tell them I sent you. I wouldn't send you that way if the thing didn't work. It astounds me that it works, and I'm pleased that it works, and it works really well. In the gym, I'm getting a little more adventurous. I'm thinking about doing some things. I saw some guy yesterday doing this explosive exercise where he would squat down and then jump as high as he could to land on a platform. 3 months ago, I would have never considered that. But that's the kind of exercise I'm going to be doing shortly. Check them out. I approve of it. I use it. And here's the thing. For the first 90 days, you own it. If you order it and it doesn't work for you, you can return it and get every dime you paid for it. And so far, nobody has returned it. You got a 90-day money-back guarantee with it, and nobody's returning it. Because why would you return something that works? Let's go into the third hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.